Alternative Crops, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. While talking with DTN, the Progressive Farmer Markets editor, Katie Misick, who happens to be the director of their Confidence Index, she noted that with an overabundance of wheat throughout the world, there might be room for wheat producers to turn to alternative crops.
I think what we're going to see is a lot of wheat growers this year are going to try and look at alternative crops. We might see sorghum acreage increase in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma and Nebraska, where the land is more marginal and suited for something like sorghum instead of wheat.
Another crop that comes to mind, and I've heard people say it can be very lucrative, it's great for the soil, it's a sustainable crop, is canola.
There might be an increase of canola in certain parts of Kansas and Oklahoma where they have some experience with that crop, maybe even up in the North Dakota and Montana, especially in Montana. Anywhere where there's a captive rail market like you have out where you are, David, and in Montana and North Dakota where everything depends on being shipped and the wheat supplies are so high, I think alternative crops like canola, the pulses, dry edible beans, I think farmers are looking at those more this year. They're thinking that's going to be a bigger part of their rotation simply because putting all their eggs in the wheat basket is a really poor decision when we've got domestic stocks that are at almost 50%.
Katie noted that with ongoing global row crop surpluses, farmers see little hope to improve incomes this year. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.